This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. We'll have some thoughts for Father's Day a little later this hour, including the question of how the world thanks a pretty grim dad for helping make his child a timeless musical legend, Leopold and Wolfgang, later this hour. And some thoughts from the leaker who changed the course of history back in the 1970s, Daniel Ellsberg, on Edward Snowden and the NSA's surveillance revelations. We begin, though, with the changing situation in Syria, where the United Nations now estimates that nearly 100,000 people have died in that civil war. That's a tenfold increase from just a year ago. The U.S. now believes chemical weapons have been used by the regime of Bashar al-Assad on his own people. The White House made the announcement officially yesterday. This changes things for the Obama administration and has been enthusiastically welcomed by Republican Senator John McCain.
I don't see how you could possibly announce that you've concluded that Bashar Assad has used chemical weapons and say we're not going to do anything. My worry is not that he's going to supply him with weapons. My worry is that's all he's going to do, because that won't change the battlefield equation. The only thing that changes the battlefield equation is to take his air power out and establish a safe zone and get him the right kind of weapons, not the wrong kind.
Right kinds of weapons in a nation that has seen 100,000 people slaughtered over the last 2 years is certainly a term of art. And Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes tried to elaborate on that issue in an official conference call yesterday.
The president has made a decision to provide additional types of support to the SMC, which I cannot inventory for you, but which will be aimed at strengthening the effectiveness of the SMC on the ground.
To help us understand what kind of weapons are the right kind from the perspective of the Syrian opposition, let's talk to someone from the opposition. Amr al-Azam is a member of the Syrian opposition and a professor at Shawnee State University. Amr, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
What do you think of this notion of the right kind of weapons? What does the Syrian opposition need in addition to what John McCain calls an essential no-fly zone to up the ante in the battle against Bashar al-Assad?
Well, I mean, you've got to put this into the overall context of how things were. Remember, right the way through 2012 and into the beginning of 2013, we've had essentially a stalemate between the regime's forces and the opposition. The opposition have the manpower, but not the actual weapons to be able to essentially inflict a defeat on the regime. The regime has a vast arsenal of, you know, heavy weaponry, particularly air power and the long-range missiles, the Scud missiles, but not the manpower to deal with the opposition and essentially crush it. So when the regime started to receive the aid it needed, which is the manpower through the introduction of Hezbollah and Iraqi volunteers, that changed the game for everybody. And what now we need is to redress that balance back. And so you need to now provide what was missing for the opposition, and that's really the right kind of weaponry that would be able to neutralize the superiority of the regime. But there are two ways to go about this. You can provide these weapons to the opposition, or you can do it yourself. And by doing it yourself, we're not talking about boots on the ground. We're not talking about putting United States military personnel in harm's way. And I believe Senator McCain described that very aptly when he said, we can put holes in their craters. Aircraft need runways and they need air bases to operate from. You don't have to shoot an aircraft in the air to get rid of it. You can just neutralize its air base, and that would be just as good as shooting it out of the air.
All right, but let's focus on this just a little bit. You're essentially talking about anti-aircraft emplacements around a safe zone of the opposition, say around Aleppo, which would heavily arm that area with medium to long-range missiles to hit Damascus or to hit military emplacements. I mean, the civilian population must be terrified with the thought of that. And then the idea of wholesale proliferation of shoulder-fire rockets into Syria puts us right back into Afghanistan, and we're looking at a possible blowback situation where many of these will go to al-Qaeda.
Well, you know, we're not talking about throwing these weapons out there to anyone who's willing to take them. We're talking about providing these weapons to groups that have been identified, that are now known to be reliable, that we can work with, and that these weapons would be given to them. And it's possible to track these weapons. You can, you know, provide these in limited numbers in specific conditions. But if we don't feel comfortable with that, there is the other option of taking out these sites by ourselves. And that is just as viable and, in fact, probably more effective given the nature of the situation that we are in now. Please remember, President Obama declared that use of chemical weapons would be a red line for him personally. Okay, and that red line yesterday, we were told, has been crossed. So now you have the reputation not just of the President of the United States on the line, but actually of the United States, and the rest of the world is watching.
Well, so, we're definitely going to find out what that does mean. Amr al-Azam is a member of the Syrian opposition and a professor at Shawnee State University, reacting to the news that President Obama believes that chemical weapons have been used by the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria, and that does indeed change the relationship between the U.S. government and the Syrian opposition. Amr, thanks so much.
Thank you.